We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Can't defeat Dan. It's the newest game. He's your chance at cash, prizes, and fame.
Yeah.
He's the one who writes the questions to stump Kennedy. So will it end in victory or will it end in tragedy? Let's see who's playing and what's the game plan. Here we go now. It's Can't Defeat.
Yes.
Dan.
Brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. I got to be honest with you, Sal said he wasn't a fan of that.
No, I love that.
I
you
know.
Do? It sounds so not Dan to me.
I just love it because it's about me and I'm a narcissist.
All right. Amanda is from Brockton. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
What's up, Amanda?
Amanda has an 11-year-old daughter, Michaela, who just turned 11. I would love to give her a shout out for her birthday, but you know, the corporate attorneys here at Mix 104.1 say that we do not own the rights to the word happy or birth or day, so I can't do that, unfortunately.
Yeah, about that.
Oh, that's okay.
Will you kick Dan out of the studio, please?
Dan, can you please leave the studio?
I'm out.
All right, there he goes. Producer Dan leaving the studio. You know the game. Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Dan, you win yourself $100. You tie, you lose. Dan's record pretty good so far, Lana. By the way, my wife, Lana, is here hanging out with us today.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Lana.
Hi.
Dan is 6-0 so far since we started this new game.
Wow.
Question number one.
That's what he told me.
Right. Pete Davidson went off on an audience at a Florida college because they were using their cell phones to record his set. True or false? Pete Davidson's dad was a firefighter and first responder during the 9/11 attacks.
True.
Question number two. Carly Lloyd from the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team supposedly has offers from two NFL teams to try out to be their kicker. Who is the Patriots' kicker?
Oh, my God. I know Steve Gostkowski.
Question. It's close enough. Question number three. Kevin Bacon initially hated the 6 Degrees game because he thought people were mocking him. Name the Boston-based TV show he stars in right now.
Blue Bloods.
All right. That's a favorite show of.
In our house.
In our house, like, yeah, we like it. Question number four.
I still watch like Cheers. That's okay.
Songland is a show that's now on NBC. It airs tonight at 9 o'clock, and British singer Leona Lewis will select the next song she's going to record. You may remember her from her 2007 hit. What was that song called?
I think she was the one that did Keep Bleeding My...
Yep.
Yeah, something like that.
Bleeding what?
Oh, Keep Bleeding Love.
Question number five. A woman at the U.S. Open went viral after getting caught thirsting over a shirtless Feliciano Lopez. I don't know who that person is.
I don't either.
Get on the internet and look him up, babe. Where does the U.S. Open, takes place in New York. The tennis center is actually named after a famous female player. Who is she?
I don't know. Venus Williams.
All right. Let's get Dan back in the studio, please. All right. Dan's taking his time. He's in there dancing. Hurry up, Dan.
Let's go.
Hey, where am I? Somebody wave or something.
Dan, Let's go.
Your kid was in front of me. We had traffic.
You got to move quicker, buddy. All right. Amanda got, I have 3 out of 5 correct.
All right.
Yeah. Here we go. These are tough. Question number one. Pete Davidson went off on an audience at a Florida college because they were using their cell phones during the show. True or false, Pete's dad was a firefighter and first responder during the 9/11 attacks.
That is true.
It is true. Tied at one. Question number two. Carly Lloyd from the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team supposedly has offers from two NFL teams to try out to be a kicker. Who is the Patriots' kicker?
Steven Gostkowski.
Tied at two. Question number three. Kevin Bacon initially hated the 6 Degrees game because he thought people were mocking him. Name the Boston-based TV show he stars in right now.
City on the Hill.
Nice job. 3-2. Question number four. Songland airs tonight at 9 o'clock on NBC.
The hell is that?
It's a fantastic show about songwriting.
Okay.
I agree with that.
It is a really good show.
If you say so.
It is.
I like it.
It is.
Like
it's got...
It.
I'm not... Ryan Tedder from One Republic, and then they write a song with some nobodies.
All right. Can't wait to not watch that.
Mm-hmm. British singer Leona Lewis will select her next song tonight that she's going to record. You may remember her from her 2007 hit. What was it called?
Everything is Awesome.
Mm. Bleeding Love is the correct answer. We are tied at three. Question number five. A woman at the U.S. Open went viral after getting caught thirsting over a shirtless Feliciano Lopez. The U.S. Open takes place in New York. The tennis center is named after a famous female player. Who is she?
It's probably older than to be Serena Williams. Chris Everett.
No. Billie Jean King is the correct answer. It is called the USTA Billie Jean King National Tennis Center.
That was my next guess.
It is a 3-3 tie, which means Dan gets the win. Amanda, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but I do have a pair of tickets to go see Of Monsters and Men September 8th at the Rockland Trust Bank Pavilion, so you enjoy that show, okay?
Thank you very much.
What do you want to say to Dan before you go?
I'm Amanda from Brockton, and I can't beat Dan.
Woo!
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't defeat Dan. It's the newest game. He's your chance at cash, prizes, and fame. He's the one who writes the questions to stump Kennedy. So will it end in victory or will it end in tragedy? Let's see who's playing and what's the game plan. Here we go now. It's Can't Defeat Dan.
Brought to you by our friends at Cumberland Farms. I guess we know what Ryan Cabrera is up to these days now. Ingrid is from West Roxbury. Good morning, Ingrid.
Hi, good morning.
Ingrid, so you work at Boston College?
I work at Boston College.
Is Austin Christmas a thing that happens in the fall as well? Is it the end of the school year?
Well, it's the end of August because that's when like the leases end. Majority of the leases end.
Wow.
So that's when the college kids that can't take their stuff with them put it on the sidewalk. Wow.
So you're about to get a bunch of good stuff?
I'm about to get a bunch of good stuff.
All right, will you kick really Dan out of the studio, please?
Dan, can you please leave the studio?
All right, don't talk about me while I'm gone.
Oh, come on.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than producer Dan, you're going to win yourself $100. He is now over in that soundproof studio. He cannot hear any of these questions. His record right now, he is 7-0.
Ooh.
I know, he's doing good. Remember, you tie, you lose. Question number one. Disney has announced a new streaming service. Is it called Disney Plus or Disney Minus?
Disney Plus.
Question number two. This Sorry Not Sorry singer will be featured in a story arc on some upcoming episodes of Will and Grace. Who is she?
Demi Lovato.
Question number three. Ed Sheeran's record-breaking Divide tour officially grossed $776 million.
Wow.
That's almost a billion. It's a lot.
Thank you.
Yes. True or false? Ed's new album features a song with 50 Cent and Eminem. True or false?
It's true.
Question number four. Lil Nas X wants Joe Jonas to remix Panini. What award did Old Town Road win at the VMAs on Monday night?
Best New Artist.
Question number five. Bon Jovi's next album will be called Bon Jovi 2020. Name Bon Jovi's best-selling album.
I don't know. Did he do Slippery When Wet?
Bon Jovi's best. The new one is called Bon Jovi 2020. Name their best selling album.
I just said it. Slippery
When What? Okay. Sorry. All right. Let's get Dan back in the studio, please. Dan is in there rapping and dancing.
Hey, where am I? Somebody wave or something. Jeez.
It is so loud when he comes back, dude. Like we're doing a radio show.
Are we?
Yes.
No, I blacked out.
Ingrid got 4 out of 5 correct.
All right. Yeah. Good job.
These are tough.
Thank you.
Question number one. Disney has announced a new streaming service. Is it called Disney Plus or Disney Minus?
Disney Plus.
Oh, of course.
That was a softball.
Question number two. This Sorry Not Sorry singer will be featured in a story arc on Will and Grace. Who is she?
Demi Lovato. That was actually the song that was really loud when I was walking back in right now.
Oh, that's funny. Question number three. Ed Sheeran's record-breaking Divide tour officially grossed almost $1 billion. True or false? Ed's new album features a song with both 50 Cent and Eminem.
Yes, it does.
Do you know the name of the song?
I know it's the number 6 collaborations project.
The song is called Remember the Name.
Oh, that's a Fort Minor song.
Remember the Name.
Tied at 3. Question number 4. Lil Nas X wants Joe Jonas to remix Panini. What award did Old Town Road win at the MTV VMAs on Monday night?
Song of the Year.
It was Song of the Year. That is correct. Not Best New Artist. Billie Eilish won Best New
Artist. William Eilish.
Oh, wait. I got the last one right?
4-3. Question number 5. Bon Jovi's next album will be called Bon Jovi 2020. Name Bon Jovi's best-selling album.
Old.
Oh. I was a senior in high school, Dan. He's up.
The self-titled Bon Jovi.
That is incorrect. Slippery When Wet, Dan.
Oh, that
sounds
right.
Dirty. Yes, Slippery When Wet is a banger.
I got that right.
Seriously, that...
Don't say Slippery When Wet and banger in the same
That song. Album slaps, Dan. On your ride home today, you need to listen to that one. Unfortunately, though... In a 4-4 tie, Ingrid, you don't get the win over producer Dan, but I do have a pair of concert tickets. Vampire Weekend, Aganis Arena, September 3rd. You enjoy that show, okay?
I'm excited for that. Thank you.
All right. What do you want to say to Dan before you go?
This is Ingrid from West Bronx, and I tied Dan, but I can't beat him.
No. Sore loser.
No.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't defeat Dan. It's the newest game. He's your chance at cash, prizes and fame.
Just makes me want to snap.
He's the one who writes the questions to stump Kennedy.
I'll be bringing my acoustic guitar on the common and playing this later.
Oh, can I come on?
Oh, let's see who's playing. Carson Mike could play this.
No, he can't.
Be honest.
Don't you ruin my song.
Now, it's Can't Defeat Dan.
Brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Katie is from Rockport. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
If Katie sounds extra happy this morning, a little pep in her step, she just dropped off the 3 kids at their first day of school.
Ooh, yes.
So somebody's drinking wine today?
Not till later, but it's on the agenda.
When is Barrett's first day?
Next Thursday.
I knew you would know that.
Counting it down.
Katie, will you kick producer Dan out of the studio?
Dan, would you please leave the studio?
Just like your kids, I'm out.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than producer Dan, you're going to win yourself $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose. Dan is killing it, by the way, with Can't Defeat Dan. He, look at you over there yawning now. Oh, you going to call me out for yawning and then you're going to yawn? Nice.
What are you talking about?
Dan is 8-0. Remember, you tie, you lose, and he is over in that soundproof studio. Question number 1. Jason Priestley and Jack Black both celebrating milestone birthday today. Are they both 40, 50, or 60?
50.
Question number 2. It was 47 years ago today in 1972. Mark Spitz won 7 gold medals and set world records in all 7 of those events at the Summer Olympics in Munich, West Germany. For which sport?
Oh my gosh, it's obviously swimming. I was an NCAA swimmer, so I remember that.
Oh.
I was a big fan of Mark Spitz. That's amazing. Where did you swim?
Salem State.
Oh, very cool. Question number...
Famous like Mark Spitz. Anyway, it's funny.
Yeah, that's great. Look at that. It's kismet. Question number 3. A coffee company called Stoke Cold Brew is holding a contest where they're going to give 3 people $30,000 to quit or take a break from their job. Now, in 2019, this brand was chosen as America's favorite coffee. What is it?
I guess Starbucks.
Question number 4. Kenan Thompson has set the record for the most celebrity impressions performed on Saturday Night Live with 129 of them. This female cast member just announced she's not returning for the new season.
Leslie Jones?
Question number five. Retired Pats player Rob Gronkowski held a press conference yesterday to announce he's going to endorse a CBD oil and help to get sports leagues to legalize them to manage player pain. What does CBD stand for?
Cannabinoid.
So,
I should know this. So, darn it.
You're close.
Cannabis. It's cannabinoid.
All right. Let's get Dan back in the studio. Yeah. Let's get Dan back in the studio.
Where am I? Somebody wave or something. Jeez.
That's funny.
You like that drop?
The first time I was like, where is he?
Oh, did you?
I didn't know.
That's just a little drop.
Hey, where am I? Somebody wave or something. Jeez.
Hey, where am I? Somebody wave or something.
Hey, that's me.
Lana was laughing at your drop. All right, Katie got 3 out of 5.
Okay.
Dan, these are tough. Question number one. Jason Priestley and Jack Black celebrate a milestone birthday today. Are they both 40, 50, or 60?
They both got to be 50.
That is correct. Tied at one. Question number two. It was 47 years ago today. In 1972, Mark Spitz won 7 gold medals and actually set world records in all 7 of those events at the Summer Olympics in Munich, West Germany. For which sport?
He was a diver.
That is incorrect. It was for swimming.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Katie, an NCAA swimmer.
Oh.
How about that? 2-1. Question number three.
I have no response to that.
A coffee company called Stoke Cold Brew is holding a contest where they're going to give 3 people $30,000 to quit or take a break from their job. Now, in 2019, this brand has been chosen as America's favorite. What is it?
I'm sorry, what was the question one more time?
In 2019, this brand of coffee was chosen as America's favorite. What is it?
Starbucks?
Dunkin'.
Mm.
Wow. Right now, it is 2-1.
Uh-oh.
2 questions left. That's right. Question number 4. Kenan Thompson has set the record for the most celebrity impressions performed on SNL with 129. This female cast member just announced she is not returning for the upcoming season. Who is she?
Leslie Jones. That's a bummer.
I am so bummed.
She is fantastic on that show. 3-2. Going to the final question, Dan. Dan has never lost. It can't defeat Dan. A perfect 8-0.
Stop jinxing it.
Retired Pats player Rob Gronkowski held a press conference yesterday to announce he's going to endorse a CBD oil. Dan, what does CBD stand for?
Oh, what? Can we go back to the Mark Spitz question? I meant to say swimming.
Dan!
Cannabinoid. Breakfast blend.
Gary. The correct answer is cannabidiol. Cannabidiol.
Oh.
Cannabidiol. Cannabidiol. Cannabidiol.
I should have said Duncan's.
3-2 is the final score. Dan loses. Hey. It happens to the best of them, Dan.
What are you going to do? It's okay.
And it's happened to you. So, Katie, congratulations. You got the $100. And you have a pair of concert tickets to go see Shaggy and UB40 August 30th at the Xfinity Center. Producer Dan, what would you like to say to Katie?
My name is Dan. I am from Wilmington, and I can't beat Katie.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.